Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. A little fall nip in the air now. That means it's time for playoff football. Coach Sam Graves, always an exciting time of the year for you and the Rockets. 5 years as head coach, 5 years in the playoffs. That's not too shabby.
No, yeah, we've been, you know, very lucky here to have a good run of athletes, and they work hard for us. So, you know, this is their ultimate goal to get here, and they work hard for it. And it's a different feel. This is what they work for. This is kind of like their prize at the light at the end of the tunnel, the prize they're working for, if you want to say. You know, it's a special feel to it. It's a different time of year, and we're excited to be here.
Yeah, I know. I talked to Coach Filler about this week too. You know, it's interesting because the weather has really turned. We're talking to you on Friday, but it's going to be a brisk wind on Saturday. Temperatures in the lower 40s, winds, you know, 15 to 25, gusting to 35 miles per hour to the northwest. That means that open area at Rock Ridge, it feels like, you know, add 10 miles per hour at least to that. But weather's been pretty good for the 9 weeks this year in terms of temperature. A little bit of a change tomorrow, but both teams do have to deal with it.
Yeah, you're right. And it's kind of a shock to the system. We've been so lucky all year with temperatures. And, you know, we were talking about that last night as a coaching staff at the end of practice, how we all of a sudden have to dig out all the pants and long johns and bibs and all that kind of stuff. So, but like you said, both teams have to deal with it. With that kind of wind and chill in the air, it may take away the passing game a little bit, but, you know, come playoff time, you need to be able to do both, but come playoff time, it's about defense stopping the run and running the ball. So, you know, I think that's what both teams want to do anyway. So I think it'll really add to that physical type game.
Well, I know we've already heard word, and I knew news travels fast, and I know you were hoping, you knew Partridge was going to be impacted some way or somehow heading into this week. You were hoping for better news, I think we all were, than we received, and you were telling me off the air, I didn't realize in a matter of 4 minutes on the game clock last week, you lose two kids to ACL tears for the year. You were pretty sure that was the outcome for Miles McKay, but you were hoping it wasn't a ACL tear with Nathan Partridge, maybe an MCL sprain or an MCL tear, which he could possibly play with. But you got the worst news you possibly could have. And I don't know, you know, you look at those two kids, would it have been better for them that the injury to happen earlier in the year or later in the year? I don't know, because, man, they're so close to playing in the postseason, and then that's kind of just ripped away from them, you know, so close to the postseason. I really feel bad for those dudes.
Yeah, we do too. It's been kind of an emotional week, but those two have been great. I know they're very disappointed, but they've been positive with the team. I know. You know, I talking to Nathan, one of his first things he said was, you know, he got his first chance when his sophomore year got hurt in front of him. So, you know, right away he was thinking of the positive and what good could come out of it. And I know he's very disappointed. We all had high expectations from him. I think, you know, I don't have the totals added up right now, but I think he was only 200 or 300 yards from that career rushing record here at Rock Ridge. I think he's already at 3,600 or 3,700, and I know the record was 39, I think. So, you know, that kid just has had a couple great seasons for us. And you know, I'm focusing on him a little bit here because Miles, we unfortunately got his news right away. When they came off the field, they knew it was a torn ACL, and he's just done such a great job playing that right tackle spot for us. It was a kid that's a little undersized, but he's feisty. He's a wrestler, and he gets leverage, and he's got that little mean streak to him. And a lineman have to have that. You got to play, you know, with that little mean streak and aggression. And he sure did a good job of that for us this year. And he's a junior, so hopefully we get him back next year. But Nathan, you know, his senior year here, And you're right. He wanted to end it in the right way. He wanted to go as far as possible. And I know he had the dream of the state championship. And, you know, I guess we just took that one so hard just because they thought, like you said, that it was just something that maybe would keep him out for a week. And we'd have him back if we could win the first round for the second round. And, the, you know, their only explanation for it was that his hamstrings and quads were so strong from lifting that basically held everything together, and it gave him a false reading when they were, you know, doing some stability testing and stuff. So, you know, it's just, I know it's an emotional time for those guys. I know when they pulled, you know, Nathan out in the hallway on Monday when we were doing team film to give him the final news, that I know we shared some tears out there together in the hallway. You know, these guys pour a lot of work and energy and sweat into this, and you want them to be able to have the reward for it, you know. And it's a shame when it gets ripped away like that from a kid that puts in all that hard work and such a good young man, and a couple young guys like that. You hate to see it in that way, but you know, again, like I said, we're focusing on the positive. They've been great teammates this week, and they're trying to help the new guys coming in the best we can, and you know, who knows? Like Nathan put it to the guys, maybe it's a chance for some guy to step up and show us what he can do that hasn't got the chance all year. So that's what we're hoping for.
Well, and that's great to hear that attitude from Nathan Parcher, that his first response was the opportunity that's presented to the person that's filling in for him. I think that's a great way to approach it. And I forgot, you know, talking to you off the air, you do have the luxury of having a kid that played quarterback a lot last year as a sophomore in Michael Griffin, and you have, of course, Riley Federer, who we know has put together a tremendous run at quarterback. But you do have some moving parts with Parcher gone that maybe allows you to do some stuff a little bit differently. I guess what I'm saying, it's nice to have that kind of luxury presented to you in Parcher's absence.
Yeah, you're correct. We're very lucky that a kid like Michael's back there. He's played slot for us. He's been all over the field, slot, tight end. He's played a little bit of running back. I know he got his hand broken earlier in the season, was in a cast for those 4 or 5 weeks, and that kind of hampered his offensive numbers and what he could do for us. But, you know, now that's healed and fine, and he's all over again at tight end and slot, running back. And you're right, he was able to step in at quarterback a little bit, so we can, you know, Thomas Rawlson will have the first shot at halfback. He's been backing up that spot as a junior. But we do have the capability and luxury of kind of rotating Michael and Riley at halfback and quarterback and giving some different looks, like you said. So, you know, again, try to focus on the positive that we may be able to give a couple different looks, and who knows, maybe this is Thomas's breakout game.
All right, you know, when you look at these 5-4 teams that you play, you're playing El Paso Gridley, you always, you know, you try to say, well, are they closer to 3-6? Are they closer to 2-7? Or are they closer to 6-3, 7-2? I would probably guess that since the league they play in, you know, that featured the state champ last year in Deer Creek Mackinac, 2 years ago, Downs Tri-Valley, and that's the heart of Illinois Conference where El Paso Gridley plays at. I would assume that they probably fit the mold more of a 6-3, 7-2 type of team. So what type of challenges will El Paso Gridley present, and how much do you overcome those on Saturday?
No, you're exactly right. They're in a tough conference. Everybody talks about the you know, northern conferences and in small school football, but they, you know, the state champions come from that conference the past 2 years in a row, and they're big. We are again going to lose the pregame size matchup contest. They're going to be bigger than us. They have, I think they got a tackle who's like 6'5", 280. So you know, they got some big boys, and their fullback, he's a really big, thick kid, and he's a good downhill runner. You know, he's a kid that'll get a lot of 30 touches probably during the game, and He's not one that's going to try to dip around the outside and outrun the blockers to the edge. He's going to plant his foot in the ground and get north-south and put his head down and initiate contact. So we are going to have to be ready for a physical football game. We're going to put a lot on our defense this week on whether we move on or not, you know, especially which we've already talked about, those offensive injuries. We need defense to win the game for us this week in case we have some growing pains on offense while we're adjusting and figuring some things out. So, you know, like you said, this is definitely a team that's better than their record, and they're big and physical, and it's going to, you know, we're going to have our work cut out.
All right. Well, I told Coach Graves off the air that John Holbert, who does a great job taking pictures of Rock Ridge Athletics, he caught a great picture of Coach Graves and Coach Filler in the captain's meeting last week before the Orion-Rock Ridge game, and it looked like almost like a half handshake, half hug with, and I'm going to post it on our interview page here momentarily. You'll be able to see it, and then it's like a half handshake, half hug with Coach Graves and Coach Filler, and the shot from Colin Schmidt behind Coach Graves looking, and he's like, is Coach Graves actually trying to hug Chip Filler? So we all get along in the Three Rivers Conference, I tell everyone. So people can look at that on our Facebook page and our WMJ.com. Coach, always great time of year, man. Nice, cold, crisp Saturday afternoon. Hopefully the Rocket fans can get out there and cheer on the Rockets. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we do. We have good mutual respect. Coach Filler's a guy that I get along with, and we talk during the season and off season a little bit of different things, and you know, he's just a guy that I respect, and we get along great. And you know what, I'm glad Colin gave that look. Hopefully right before a game, he doesn't like a whole lot of people in a different colored jersey. So
yeah, that was it. It's a great look by him. So anyway, good luck Saturday, Coach, and the Rockets again set to kick off 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon hosting El Paso Gridley. 12:30 broadcast on WRMJ.com. We'll take a break, come back with more on Sportsline in a moment.